Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have a very interesting character with me. I am so happy to have just met her. Kathy Nesbitt is a health and wellness advocate and a founder of Kathy's Crawlies, Composters, Kathy's Sprouters, and Kathy's Laughter Club. Love all of that. A multi-award-winning visionary who inspires individuals to live a more joy-filled, sustainable life. Kathy's a laughter yoga teacher and appointed laughter ambassador in 2017 by Dr. Madan Kataria. I'm sorry, I'm screwing that up. But the founder of laughter yoga, tapping, brain gym, and other healing modalities are incorporated in her yoga. She helps people get out of stress and into joy. When we feel good, we do good is her mantra. We have a global mental health tsunami going on right now, which most of us know about. And Kathy wants to talk to us about laughter and how it can heal us. And then I said, can we talk a little bit about the worms too? And she said, sure. So Kathy, welcome. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, Julie, I'm excited to be here too. I love roaming with restless women for sure.
We roam well. We do. We roam.
Right?
We have to. So tell me about your journey. Start at the beginning and tell me about your life and your experiences and what got you into your laughter yoga.
Thank you. So I'm located in Canada, just north of Toronto. And in 2002, the landfill for the Greater Toronto area closed. It filled, and we had no place to put a new landfill. I mean, we're the second largest country in the world, but there was nowhere.
Right.
Right? Come on. So we started to export our garbage to the US. Sorry.
Great. That's all
Right?
right.
Yeah.
We're sorry for what, you know, is happening with us now. So we're sorry for the
Right.
tariffs.
Pay back. I guess for the garbage, I don't know. Yeah,
Oh.
no, it's not even funny. It's not even a joke. That's the thing. It's we can
Yeah.
laugh because otherwise we'd be crying.
Right.
And right, so oh my gosh, I had a solution. What the worms that we're talking about is indoor composting. For people that live in condos, townhouses, RVs. This is a Right? This is a way, or a tiny house. This is a way to manage your organic matter on site. So it's sustainable, it's a feel-good initiative, and we're creating black gold. If you garden, this is all you need to add to the soil. What we're doing now is just sending it to landfill, our organic matter, which is a resource.
That's
That's the
crazy. Yeah.
right? That's the base of soil. So we're kind of robbing the soil of the nutrients, which is why we need to add chemicals and fertilizer. If we just turn it back in how nature intended, we'd save money, we'd
Yeah.
save time, and we'd feel good.
Absolutely, 100%. And so when did this happen that you started thinking about this?
Well, it was in, well, not 2002. I'm from Toronto. I moved out of Toronto in 93, bought a house. And like most people that move out of a big city, I couldn't afford to live there. That's why I moved out.
Yeah.
But I needed to travel to the city for work. So I would
Okay.
take, right? So I couldn't wait to start gardening and composting. And I would take an ice cream bucket on the commuter train to collect my coworkers' lunchroom scraps. Because if you compost, the more you put in, the more you get out, the better your garden grows naturally.
Yes.
So it was selfish. I mean, it wasn't for the planet. It was because whatever we do affects everything. At the time, though, it was because I wanted a better garden.
Well, good for
And then,
you.
right? I know. Yay. My coworkers thought I was nuts, and maybe I am. It's okay. Everyone's a little bit nuts. Everyone's on the spectrum.
That's right. I believe that.
So 93, a teacher friend asked me to look after her worm bin for the summer. I didn't want worms in my house, Julie. No,
Yeah,
gross. Now
no.
that's what I'm advocating. That's my life now. So I took on the challenge because, people will say, you won't like that. That's not for you. Well, don't tell me what I'm going to like and not like. Let me try it for myself.
There you go. You're just that stubborn personality that I love.
Well, I think we all ought to be. I mean, don't let someone tell you what to do because
That's
they don't
right.
like it. You're not going to like it. Come on. So I took on the challenge. I didn't like it. And because I didn't know what to do, I would open the lid, throw the food in. I was keeping the worms alive, but I was a fruit fly farmer. And there's no
Oh,
point in being a fruit fly farmer, right? There's no
no.
market. Nobody's buying fruit flies. They die in a day or
No.
two, and they're hard to catch.
Yeah.
And they're not a necessary component, right? This is in the house, so you don't want to have fruit flies. But if you've ever had fruit flies and you haven't had a worm bin, you know the fruit flies don't come from the worm bin, they come from the fruit.
Right.
Right? So that's the first thing, because people are like, oh, I don't want fruit flies. But if you've had them already, you know it wasn't because of the worm bin.
Right.
Right, so that's an important thing because yeah, okay, and just for people's information, fruit flies don't cause any disease or they don't cause any trouble for humans or pets. They
Right.
just
They're
bug
just a
us.
little annoying. Yeah.
They just bug us because we called them bugs.
Right.
Just
There
doing
we
their
go.
job, right? Okay, so there I was trying to get everyone to have worms in their house. I wanted worms at every house, every school, every business. Worms everywhere was my goal. And then I realized people are afraid of worms. They might like the idea, but you know, they
Okay.
might have, right? They might have been traumatized as children after a rainy day or a fishing incident,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
right? And now it's
Now I
like,
get
oh,
it.
right. So if you were traumatized as a child, you're not looking to that thing as an adult as a solution.
Correct.
There I was. I have tons of energy. I'm animated. So it was probably fun to watch me. But then when it's like, oh, so what is this? Oh, it's worms in the house. It's like, oh, no. And they'd walk along. I'm like, oh, gosh, how do I do this? Because I realized people need this, but they didn't want it. And people don't buy what they need, they buy what they want.
Yes.
Right. So problem, big problem with what I was flogging. And I went ahead for 10 years. I mean, I started to do school workshops because I realized people, I needed to get to the children so they could get to their parents. Like, oh,
Right.
we need to do this because it's important. That it is still the worms are the challenge with the worm business. And in 2012, one more person said, ew, worms in the house. And I heard it. I mean, I heard it hundreds of times, but I wasn't listening. That year, that day in 2012, it's still vivid. It's still in my mind. I still can feel the feeling. And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? If people are afraid of what I've got, they still haven't heard of it. What do I do, universe? I'm not even sure what how to go forward. And the very next day, I was introduced to laughter yoga. And laughter yoga. Right? Laughter yoga is not doing yoga and laughing. It's laughing as an exercise. And I don't, yay, right? So I don't even do yoga. And I know it's a great thing. I know yoga is a fine thing. And I'm nothing against yoga. It's just not for me. So when I heard about laughter yoga, I said, wow, what is that? I love to laugh. And that same week, 2012, I was at a networking event. Hundreds of people. The very first woman I met was a laughter yoga teacher.
Wow.
What? You can't make this stuff up. You really cannot.
No,
And
it things happen when they're supposed to.
they do. When we're aware, when we're open, and yeah, I just well, when I met her, I said, oh, twice in 1 week, I said, laughter yoga is mainstream.
There you
She said,
go.
no, it isn't. And we
Yeah.
trooped around together that night. Everybody we met, I'd say, have you heard of laughter yoga? Have you? Have you? Have you? Nobody had heard of it. I said, whoa, okay. And her laughter club, she had a laughter club, and it happened to be 5 minute walk from my mother-in-law's place. Toronto's
Oh,
a massive
wow.
city. Toronto's a massive city.
Right. And it
Wow.
was just right. Wow. And it was just
Right
right there.
there. So my mother,
Meant for
yeah.
you.
Meant for me. And so we would go, it was a monthly club, not enough to get the laughter benefits, but a fun thing to do. We would go out for dinner. It was our date night. We'd go for dinner, we'd go to laughter, how fun. And then maybe after 3 or 4 months, she needed to close her club because the numbers were dwindling.
Oh,
Dwindling, dwindling,
okay.
dwindling. And I was sad. I said, wow, I came out. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Condoville where she had her club. There must be 20,000 people that live in that block. And I was like, oh, they just don't know this fun thing is right here, right in the basement. It's right here. And so I got trained as a leader. I love that so much. I got trained as a teacher. So now I teach leaders and then appointed a laughter ambassador in 2017. And I really wear that title very proudly. And it gives me permission to share laughter everywhere I go.
There
And it
you
changes everything. Julie, it's really the
go.
opposite of stress.
Oh,
It's like
yeah, for
stress is here and then
sure.
laughter is over here and they're not happening at the same time.
Well, they can't. They literally can't, right? Physically or energetically, they cannot be in the same space at the same time.
Exactly, that's it. So right now we're living in this perpetual state of stress. Stress, right? Where we're just like, oh,
Yes.
what can go wrong today? Okay, what else can happen? And
Right.
those are the words that we say. And then we get in conversation with people and we're like, oh, you think that's bad? And then everyone spirals down. Oh, and everyone's telling their doom stories. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's bad. But this, wait till you hear this. And
Yeah.
everyone's like trying to one up the other person with doomsday stories. Stop it,
Yep.
everybody. I say, what if we spiral up and not in a fake way? What if we genuinely say, wow, this amazing thing happened? I met Julie. We had this great conversation. Wow. And we felt great after our conversation. Or I met somebody at the grocery store. We just had this great chat. Like maybe something insignificant, but way better than dooming down the rabbit hole.
Right. And it's so easy these days. I literally viscerally have felt so such a weight on me, just the state of our country, the United States right now, and the people who are hurting. And I'm an intuitive, so I feel this stuff. I feel this energy. I feel this stuff. And it's very, very difficult to pull yourself out unless you have some tools in your toolkit. One of mine is just doing these podcasts and meeting people like yourself. And it sounds to me like I need to be looking for laughter yoga somewhere. But I also love to laugh.
Yeah, so laughing, it's fine to watch a comedy show or go to a comedy club. That's all fine and well. It's all part of the laughter. Laughter yoga is not about jokes or comedy because jokes are cultural. Two people going somewhere not funny for those two people.
Right.
Right? Everyone can laugh at their expense, but and jokes are when we hear jokes as an adult, they go through a bunch of filters. Like, is this funny?
Yes.
Have I heard this before? Is this my con if is this my kind of humor? What are the people going to think that I'm with if I'm laughing at this joke? All of those things. I mean, it's very quick. It's not qu quite conscious like that. It's just very, and then we laugh. And we might laugh just for a couple of seconds. If we're at a comedy club, we certainly can't do our laughter yoga like laughing full on. Ah, I'm just doing my laughter yoga. It's like, ma'am, come on, quit it. We can't hear the next joke. So although they want you to laugh, they don't want you to laugh and do your laughter yoga.
Right.
Right? So there's little games to inspire the laughter for people that are like, what? There's no jokes, there's no stimulus. That's right. It's laughing as an exercise. And we can imagine that. You go to the gym, you do your sit-ups, you do whatever you're doing at the gym. This is the same thing. You decide to laugh. And it's a cardiovascular workout. Our diaphragm is attached to all of our organs. So when we're laughing, there's clapping, and when we're clapping palm to palm. That activates meridians. We get energy just if we clap like this. And then there's a rhythm. One, two, one, two, three. The words are ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. And that's kind of how you start a laughter club, particularly in person. You go ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. It's a stimulus for the brain, like, oh, I must be happy. I'm clapping and saying ho, ho, and ha, ha. So we can trick our brain. We can trick our brain. Our body doesn't know the difference between real and simulated laughter. Oh, our brain does. Our ego does. Our ego's like, hey, what's happening here? You look ridiculous.
You're
Our
right.
brain, right? The role of our brain is to keep us safe and to conserve energy, which is why we go to a family function. Maybe we get into that same, argument with the family member. They say something that we're triggered. We say the thing, then we're in it. La 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 la. Stress, stress, stress. Where if so, so that's so the brain's like, oh, I know what to do here. So we can override our brain and we can just say, like, if people are like, how can we laugh? There's so many things going on. Like the world is falling apart. Agreed. Yes, it is.
How could we
So
not laugh?
we must laugh. We're not laughing at, we're laughing because of. We're laughing so that we can remain sane. There's a few beautiful benefits that we get from laughing. First of all, I think the oxygen is the most important piece. Our brain requires 25% more oxygen than the rest of our body as an operating principle. It's a machine, the answering machine. I'm
Yeah, there we
hilarious, it's fine.
go.
So when we're stressed, we're not breathing properly. Blood lymph oxygen leaves our frontal lobe so we can escape the situation. Not that we ne necessarily need to run away from the situation, although that would be nice sometimes if we could. Right? It's that we need to, like, maybe we're the one causing the stress because our thoughts are ruminating, going around and around. So we need to stop the cycle. So when we're laughing, we're exhaling. Ha 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 ha. In order to continue exhaling and laughing, we need to so we can continue ha ha haing. So it's a built-in mechanism to get us oxygenating our beautiful brain, which helps us to come up with solution. Ever lost your keys, phone, glasses, Julie?
Oh,
And
well,
you're
duh, yeah.
right, flapping around, you're like, ah, where are my glasses? Where's my phone? I gotta go. Or where are my keys? I gotta go. And you're flapping around. The longer you're flapping around, the more stress you're getting because you're not breathing, right? You gotta go. I don't know what's gonna happen if you don't get there on time, but right. So we need to. I can't stop you from losing something. Sorry about that. How Canadian. I can give you a tip. So next time you're flapping around, the people that are listening, watching, just stop, take a deep breath in, laugh it out, ha 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 ha. Apologize to all the people you just yelled at. And then your keys, phone, glasses will be right there because your brain is literally being deprived of oxygen when you're under stress. So we can't come up with solution.
Right. We can't even
Right.
see. We can't
We can't
see.
even see.
Right.
Same if you're in a fight with somebody. Sometimes people will say, oh my gosh, I couldn't think straight.
Yeah.
That's right. Because blood lymph oxygen leaves your brain when you're under stress, which means when you're in a fight, emotions, la la la, la la la, la 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 la. And nothing's happening. You're just saying emotions, saying words that you might regret later on.
Oh, yes.
So just stop
Yes.
it. Just stop it right now. And maybe if you're
Yeah.
in a fight, turn it into one of the exercises for laughter yoga is gibberish. And argument laughter is one. So you can combine the two. Do gibberish argument laughter with your spouse or whoever you're arguing with. And so you put one hand on your hip and you're wagging your finger like you're arguing at them. And you just say gibberish. And then you just start laughing. And once you start laughing and you're laughing, ha ha ha, then you're present. Okay, now let's have a conversation.
Right.
The emotion has gone out of the, like, it's been diffused. And now we can talk about what it is that's bugging us. What is the problem? Rather than in emotion, just trying to solve it from up here, we need to get into our body and feel it and go, okay, this is what I'm feeling.
So describe what it looks like in a in-person laughter yoga class.
So in person, maybe you're sitting in a circle, depending on the venue and all kinds of things. But if you're in a circle and you're not seated, depending if you have mobility issues or
Oh,
who what
sure.
your audience is, right? Imagine everybody is able-bodied and able to move around. I encourage people to stand for the session. And then you move around. We might start with the name game. So you say your name and you laugh. My name's Kathy. Ha ha ha. Then everybody joins in. Everybody's laughing. My name's not funny, but we can laugh. And then everybody goes around. So everyone says their name and laughs. And that gets everybody into the circle. Everybody's in now. Everybody's laughed. And it's ridiculous. And then you just start. You might go, ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho. And you invite everybody to allow themselves permission. Because people that are logical in their head, they're going to be like, oh, this is so strange. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel awkward. And their ego is telling them to stop it. And they do. And they do. If we allow ourselves permission, like, okay, this might be awkward, just a lot, just play full on, and then you'll get the benefits because it's energy. So we get the energy, even if we're not playing full on, if we're like, oh, skeptical. And you can't help but smile. So as soon as you smile, you send a note to your brain. Ooh, I must be happy. I'm smiling. So you can, again, you can trick your brain. And one more, so then the little games, and then it's the deep, the laughter yoga. It's not doing yoga and laughing, it's laughing. The yoga part of laughter yoga is the practice of the laughter and the deep diaphragmatic breathing. It's so beneficial. When we're laughing, we're secreting all the love drugs, the happy hormones, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Yes, you get to have your daily dose. Versus cortisol, adrenaline, epinephrine, the stress chemicals. We need both. We need both of our sympathetic and parasympathetic systems, right? They work together. We can't always be in la-la relax land. We'd never get anything done. We need a little push sometimes to get us off our butt. That's true. But right now we're secreting so much of the cortisol and the adrenaline that it's making us sick. Because when we're in stress all the time, we're not healing. We're not, people often stress eat. And I would suggest don't eat when you're stressed because your body's not in rest and digest mode. So you might eat something and it just goes in one end and comes out the other end. The nutrients are not being properly absorbed in your body.
Or it doesn't have nutrients, which is
Or what you're
part of
eating doesn't
stress
have.
eating.
Absolutely right. You're not eating the healthy salad or something. You're right. That's another piece, of course. So yeah, so when we're laughing, we're completely present. We can't think about that thing we did yesterday or that meeting coming up tomorrow. We're right here, right now. And it's not even a great survival mechanism because if you were in a group, you can only laugh full on when you feel safe. So imagine prehistoric days, the cavemen like having a good yucca. Along comes the super saber-tooth tiger. Yoink. Thank you very much. Right? Because your knees get weak. You can't even run away when you're laughing full on because you're just like, ah, you might have your legs crossed because you might, and tears are coming down your cheeks. And so the beautiful part about laughter yoga, when you're laughing full on, you feel it in your belly. When if you've had a good giggle with your friends, your stomach hurts and you can't stop laughing, your cheeks are hurting, those are the laughter muscles. And unlike going to the gym, the impact doesn't last. Like the next day, you don't wake up, oh my gosh, I was laughing too much yesterday. No, it's just momentarily. Although I must say, I have rock hard abs from laughing.
Oh, that must be nice. I need to start the laughing thing. I'll have to just tell you that right now. I need the rock hard abs, girl.
Yeah, so there's so many applications for laughter yoga. Started in 1995 by Dr. Kataria, and his goal is world peace. He's in India, and I believe that it was started in 95 so that we could be ready for 2020. Prior to 2020, even Dr. Kataria believed that laughter yoga needed to be done in person to get the benefits. And now we know we can jump on these wonderful platforms anywhere in the world and connect. Have it on gallery view. So it's very similar. Just some of the activities are a little bit different because we're working online versus actually hugging or high-fiving in person. But you can use your camera high-fiving on camera, right? So it's the laughter yoga, we're making eye contact, we're playing together, we're just being silly, we're being childlike and just being completely present, laughing, ah-ha-ha, breathing, and you feel so good. And at the end of a laughter yoga session, so there's a warm up because it is a cardiovascular workout, deep breathing, some little exercises, and then you end with a meditation. It's not a meditation where you're quiet, focusing on your your breath and hoping no thoughts come. And by the way, if no thoughts come, you're dead.
Pretty much, I know.
Right? Like thoughts are going to come. I mean, we're alive. So it's fine, right? Just watching them go by as a cloud. The laughter yoga meditation is not that. There's still meditation, which is that, sitting quietly, focusing on your breath. Laughter meditation is a dynamic meditation. So we're laughing. And in person, it is the most beautiful thing. Online, it works too. It's just different because you're not together. I'll talk about in person first. You end, if everybody's able, on you're laying on the ground. Your heads are in. It's called bullseye laughter. So your heads are facing in. You're in a circle, laying on your back. Nobody can see you. You're all warmed up. You're all connected. And then you start with gradient laughter. So you just start ha 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 ha. Very quickly, it gets to ha ha ha, and everybody's laughing full on, like just ha ha ha. It's like a fountain shooting out, and just the energy is washing over everyone. It's so beautiful. And then ha hoo ha, then people are whoo, like ah, it's wow. And then that's funny. And then somebody's like, oh my gosh, that's funny again. So it starts bubbling up. Yeah. And maybe you go round two and everyone's laughing again. And when it's over, you ask everyone to not talk. You want people to stay in their beautiful body and not in their head. So no talking. That's what we say as the leader would say, please refrain from speaking during this piece. And then at the end of the when it's over, I usually will play a nice song, kind of like yoga. You have the Shavasana at the end to incorporate the beautiful energy. And you're just laying there on your back. And if you've had the opportunity to do the bullseye laughter in person, as the leader, you need to encourage people not to jump up because you've expelled a lot of energy and you're supported by the ground. So then, you roll on your side, then gently sit up and then get up. Otherwise, you might just fall over if you jump up. Online, what happens? Everyone's seated. And I time it online because it's much more difficult to get everyone together and to know when everyone's finished. So I time it. Usually I'll do a minute because a minute of laughing full on is a lot. It's a lot. And then I'll play the song and yeah, and it's just wonderful. And at the end of the session, I'll just say to people, notice how you feel for the rest of the day. Right, your body just had a party. All your cells are all oxygenated, love drugs secreting through your whole body. How wonderful. And cancer can't survive in an oxygen-rich body. So that's a beautiful, anti-cancer mechanism. And I do incorporate tapping, brain gym, qigong. Laughter goes with everything. It's magic, complementary medicine. And I don't know anybody that's OD'd from laughter. I mean, maybe they died, so I don't know them, but no, nobody's died. Nobody's died from laughing. That was a bit of a joke.
I
So
get
it's
it.
real. It's really a beautiful practice, and it is a practice. We sometimes what happens, Julie, is our to-do list is so long that we forget to put us first. And then we feel good. So we're like, oh, I feel good. So I don't need to do my self-care practice today. Yes, you do. You need to do it as maintenance. That needs to be first. And I have a very strict morning routine. Well, I wake up early because I go to bed early, but I wake up first sun on my eye, earthing. So I'm doing a whole bunch of things at one time. It takes 15 minutes, but it's non-negotiable. It's non, it's, I'm that important. And I would recommend that everybody prioritize themselves because when we feel good, we can help other people, right? Rather than begrudgingly, like, ah, I got all these things to do and I got to take the kids there and I got to do all the things and I'm exhausted, but I got to go grocery shopping and make dinner. If we, right? If we put us first, then we can go, okay, yay, I get to go grocery shopping. Yay, now I get to make a meal and I feel so good. It changes everything.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that. I have a routine that is non-negotiable because I have a dog attached to the other end of the leash. When I take him out for his walk the first thing in the morning, I on purpose do not think about the day. I on purpose just enjoy being in that moment with him, feeling the sun or whatever the weather is, and just observing the world around me and just taking it in. I don't want to plan my day. I'm nourishing myself. And it's with him, and he's my little friend. He's my baby. So I love to watch him, whine after the squirrels. I love to watch the sun. Sometimes it won't be up before I get out there. When the sun comes up, it's just beautiful. Noticing the difference in temperature just in the time that I'm out there. So yeah, I totally get what you mean as far as having that self-care time first. And it does make a difference in your day. Because on the weekend, sometimes I don't take as much, what should I say, the reverent time, I guess. I get out there, I walk him, I'm ready to get back in bed because it's the weekend. And I don't feel as refreshed on the weekends. So good lesson for me right there.
I think what happens sometimes when people wake up in the morning, they start going through their to-do list before they've even got out of bed.
Oh yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Why? Like,
I
allow
just
that
refuse to
time.
think about it.
Well, it's not helpful because we start
No.
getting secreting the stress hormones before we're even out of bed, and then we stub our toe, right? Then the day starts like horrible.
Yeah.
So instead of that, like, just take two, three deep breaths. Think about how grateful you are that you're alive. Like, if you're like, oh my gosh, so many things are going on in my life, how can I? Then you can just be grateful that you woke up that day, right? Like, you
Right.
start small, you have a roof, you have a bed, whatever it is that you need to do, rather than talking and thinking about your list. There's
Right.
time for the list.
Oh,
There's an
it'll be there
expression.
when you get back in.
Yeah, there's an expression in Qigong that is, nature never hurries, yet everything gets done.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that because
That's
even when we have
beautiful.
this big to-do list, the important things are going to get done. Maybe not everything on the list, but the important things that need to get done that day will get done.
That's what I love it. And I can't remember who said it, but it's when you have to, you will.
Yes.
Why worry about it all blooming day long? When you have to, you will. And I like that.
Yeah.
It just reminds me,
Yeah,
I have time.
I have time. That's it. I think our society has set us up to be in fear, always thinking that we need to be doing all the time rather than just sitting and looking at the grass grow.
Yeah, why not? When we should be that way. Absolutely. So I have three questions that I ask at the end of every episode. But before I do that, I want to ask you if you have any last words of wisdom you want to leave with our audience with, and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I would love, I have a free online laughter club every Tuesday on Zoom. It's
Okay.
9:30 a.m. Eastern. 30 minutes of super fun self-care. I do incorporate tapping, brain gym, Qigong. Everybody's welcome. I started June 2020, so we're coming up on 5 years. Can you imagine? And I get about
Wow.
30 Zoom squares. I have a dedicated group, and those aren't all the same people. So some people come and go, and I have groups. I have 4 or 5 of those Zoom squares are groups. So I work with special needs, long-term care, and everybody's welcome. You don't need to understand because there's no jokes. You just kind of follow along, and it's magnificent. So
Oh,
I would
wow.
encourage
Okay.
everyone. Yeah,
I
so
think I have.
kathysclub.com.
Yes, I do have that. I have that in the show notes already. So, guys, you definitely need to go and check that out. I know I'm going to try it and see how it can enhance my morning and my whole day, as a matter of
Your
fact. I
life,
would
your
love that.
life.
And my life. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are my three last questions. The
Okay,
first
I'm
one,
ready.
close your eyes and tell me what you see in your mind's eye when I say wise woman.
Oh, I see a torch. I see like almost like the Statue of Liberty.
A torch. What's that torch mean?
Light, intuition, inspiration, and heat.
Beautiful. Heat is life-giving. Wonderful. Okay, you can open your eyes. My next question is, where do you like to roam, Kathy?
Oh, I love to roam in the forest. I love discovering new, unique places. And yeah, I love tromping around in nature.
That sounds beautiful. I would say probably 80% of the people that I ask that question is what they say is the forest or trees or a mountain. It's really interesting. It's about 80% so far. Yeah.
Wow,
Okay.
interesting.
Yeah. So the last question. What makes you restless in a good way?
What makes me restless in a good way? I would have to say the global mental health tsunami makes me restless in a good way because I know that there is a solution that I have and that is out there waiting for people to discover that are in that mental crisis.
Yeah, and I think to some degree we all are in a mental crisis every once in a
We are.
while. Yeah, and it doesn't even sometimes have anything to do with the big event. Sometimes it's just the small things that
Sometimes
stack
it's
up.
us.
Sometimes it's
Sometimes it's our
totally
little
us.
mind.
What we make things mean, right?
That's it.
That's
Yeah.
it. Well, it has been such a pleasure, Kathy. You are so inspiring, and I cannot wait to try your Kathy's Club. I'm going to get in there and try that next Tuesday.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, I would love
Oh,
it.
welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to learn how to do this laughing thing because I pride myself on my sense of humor, but it's gotten drier and drier the older I've gotten. But we'll work on that. We'll work on it. Well, thank you so much. And we will talk with you soon. Guys, go out and take a look at her information.